Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la kitaba ba'da kitabihi wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul ya ibadiyalladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يطلع الله تعالى إلى جميع خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran, friends, brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight being Laylatul Niswi min Sha'ban, as it is known in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we call it the 15th night of Sha'ban. Some posters maybe will see Laylatul Bara'ah. Laylatul Bara'ah, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. This is the night that we have to score from the royal forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The strategic placement of this night, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, coming so close, just approximately 15 days or less, to the month of Ramadan, gives a very important message to every one of us, that the month of Ramadan is the month of divine mercies, rahmah, barakat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of emancipation, the night of seeking the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the night of earning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every one of us. And to understand in today's present day that we are living in, any person who wants to take an international flight, maybe from South Africa, if there's a flight open to any of the African countries, example, as some ulama have been in the recent past, then to go to that country, you require a COVID test. If that test results come within 72 hours, you go to the airport and it's a negative, then you're allowed to board the flight. Then coming back from that country to South Africa, then either you take the test and pay $150, or pay $150 and they give you the certificate negative, but you're going back home, it's fine. But that is important, that some test has to be taken. And Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, 15th of Ramadan, of Sha'ban, so close to the month of Ramadan, this is a test for all of us. Any person who wants to board the flight and earn from the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, where a person gets the reward every fard multiplied by 70 times. Every nafal, we will be getting the reward of a fard. For this reward to secure this type of mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to board this flight, today is the test. Test for what? As Mullah Ilyas Patel Damat Barakatuhum was here on Tuesday night, and he explained that by and large, those people who are not forgiven on this night, it's got to do with the filth and the dirt of the heart. By and large, those few categories of people who will not earn the maghfirat and the forgiveness of this night also, when there is divine forgiveness for all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides a few, then this is the test, that is that heart negative, that there is no malice, there is no evil intent for any Muslim brother, for parents, for relatives, as we will discuss. If that's coming out negative, take the flight of Ramadan and ascend the stages. But if any person's test comes out today positive, that he's not talking to his father, he's still got some bad blood with some relative, he's cut off ties with some person in society, he's not on talking terms with the person, and there is bad blood, then this test, if it comes out positive, irrespective of how much of a'mal or how much dua the person makes tonight, then his forgiveness is not accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, he's performing a lengthy sajda. And Nabi sallam is making the dua that we all will have to learn and make this dua in Arabic best, learn the English, if possible, understand the meaning of it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'a'udhu bi'ridaaka min sakhatik, wa'a'udhu bika mink, la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwik. Ya Allah, I seek protection from your punishment via the medium of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive me so I'm not punished. وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. And I seek via the medium of your pleasure, protection from your anger. Ya Allah, if there's any place of refuge, it's only to you. I cannot hymn your praises. Ya Allah, you are as you have praised yourself. And Nabi Sallam is in a very lengthy sajda, continuously crying. Nabi Sallam, who's ma'asum, who's totally sinless, no possibility even of a sin. Not possible. Yet he is spending that entire night, lengthy sajda for forgiveness. Lengthy sajda in forgiveness. Aisha radiallahu anha, after that salah, Nabi Sallam turns to her. Nabi Sallam says, Ya Aisha, Ya Humaira, what did you think your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you think he was doing? Aisha radiallahu anha says that, I thought, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I thought you passed away. You were so lengthy in that sajda, I thought maybe your ruh has been taken away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, hadhihi laylatun nisfi min Sha'ban. Tonight is the 15th night of Sha'ban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaghfiru lil mustaghfirin, wa yarhamu lil mustarhamin, wa yu'akhiru ahlal hiqdi kamahum. That person who is seeking the forgiveness of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. That person who is asking for divine mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dishes out his mercies. But those people who are not on talking terms, there's enmity, there's malice, there's hatred between two brothers, whether it's parents, relatives, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them one side, kama hum, as they are with that evil bad blood of theirs. They can carry on crying. The tawbah, the dua, the maghfirat is not accepted tonight. يَتَّلِعُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at His entire creation with mahabba, with love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive. Tonight is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive every one of us. The doors of mercy are open. The heavens are open. Every single creation, every one of them, all and sundry. Let's write forgiveness for them. But there's a test. Wait, hold on. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكِ. Except that person who is a mushrik. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us iman. Inshallah, tonight we will read two rakats of salah. O my Allah, shukr for the iman you gave me. Illa li mushrik aw mushahin. And one is that person who's got hatred, enmity, bad blood with a Muslim brother. Tonight, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive everyone, then his forgiveness is not written tonight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept his dua. This is a warning sign for every one of us that we clean our hearts. We forgive people around. Yes, it's important for us, if we are not on talking terms with any person, to pick up the phone and to ask for forgiveness if possible. It's very important that we do that. If it's not going to create any more problems, then you will ask for forgiveness. If you feel by me asking him for forgiveness, you're going to be stoking another problem, leave it. Read three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ سُورَةُ الْإِخْلَاسِ.
make isale sawab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. We recite 100 times istighfar for ourselves. Say, Allah forgive me, I wronged him. And continue making istighfar. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us if there was any shortcomings from us to him. Inshallah, Allah will forgive us. But it's very important that we start cleaning our hearts before the month of Ramadan. As Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahimahullah explained, he says, keep your house clean as if you're expecting a guest. And he says, keep your heart clean as if you are expecting Malakul Maut. At any time he's going to be coming, are you ready for it when Malakul Maut has to come? Subhanallah, those people who are making an effort, who are cleaning their hearts, who are making the effort of tazkiyah, of cleansing the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed so many in society in recent past. In very recent past, one person, not an alim, no senior person of society, passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with shahada. But the manner of his death was so amazing, beyond comprehension for any person. For any person, that he normally will discharge his zakat in Ramadan. First week Ramadan comes, he calculates his zakat and he pays it. Year comes just before his death, calculates his zakat and he discharges his zakat. He says, we can't wait till Ramadan. He goes to one of the organizations in town. He says, listen, for the feeding scheme, there's the money. In case you'll have any backlog or you'll still don't have enough money, here's the money for it. Goes to a senior alim of the town, says, Mawlana, hadiyah for you. Gives the hadiyah and he carries on. Some poor people, he gives them some money. Says, here, for you also. All secret, all of this was done in secret, not known until his death. And then the salah, he goes for salah. Meeting everyone, by make me maaf, asking people for forgiveness. There he goes home and his janazah doesn't even reach his house. So for a person to be able to do this, it had to be cleanliness of heart. Everyone in society is saying, I don't remember the day he even said anything to me. I don't remember the day he even scolded anyone in society. We haven't seen, there's no other side to him besides his good akhlaq. We never see any other side. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with such mubarak deaths. We all want to have such a death that maybe there's a whisper in the ear, oh Muhammad, you only have today, you may not see the sunset. Then definitely I'll phone everyone. Please make me maaf. You know, I owe you money. Listen, that will be settled. We'll sell this asset and collect your money. I'll tell the wife, I'm owing you also. I forgot to write it down. And whatever there is, we will ask for forgiveness. We'll phone whoever it is. You'll ask those people who you have usurped even some right of inheritance, please make me maaf. There is money available in the estate. Please collect it from there. I'm writing down the note. And I want to do this and please forgive me. Because Malakul Maut is coming to visit. We want to make tawbah in istighfar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that these are the sins we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is make an effort to cleanse it. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Mushahin. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Atani Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. He says, Ya Muhammad. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadihi laylatun nisim min sha'ban. Today 15th night of sha'ban. Few people are not forgiven. And in that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, وَلَا إِلَىٰ قَاطِئِ rahim. That person who has severed ties with any relative. He's not talking with his uncle, with an aunt, or some person in society. Some small thing happened long time ago. When I had my walima, then I invited the whole family. But when his son got married, only one person, one guest. And then we stop talking to a person, such silly, small things. Every time I'm going fishing, I take him. But now when he's going north, when he's going, wherever he's going, Namibia, then he doesn't phone me. Then we get upset, the friendship is broken, for silly things. Is this the time now that we continue with all of that filth in our heart? It's time that we forgive everyone. وَلَا إِلَىٰ قَضِئِ رَحِيمٍ Nabi Sam said, وَلَا إِلَىٰ عَاقٍ لِوَالِدِي That person who is disobedient to his parents. That person also, his tawbah and his istighfar is not accepted. Ghamidiyya radiallahu anha a lady in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had committed sin. The sin was that of zina and adultery. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tahirni. Please, I want you to cleanse me. Tahirni. Tahirni, cleanse you from what? What happened? So she says, Zanaitu, I committed zina. Now any person who's going to admit you committing zina, the sin, the law was to stone such a person to death because you're a married lady. Yet she comes up because she understands that the punishment of Jahannam is far more severe than the punishment of this dunya. Let me go ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I rather get punished here than in akhirat. I rather get punished here. As one senior person in society, something happened when we were small. There was a person who did something wrong. So he went to him and he gave him one smack. Whatever the case be, whether he was right or wrong, but he just like tensioned him up. He said, don't do that. So this boy stood up. He says, uncle, before he could do anything, the old man told him, see, abhai, I'm an old man, you're a youngster. You strong, I'm weak. Today you may stand up and before you hit me, you'll hit me, I'll fall. I'll get hurt, but I'll wake up tomorrow. And I won't be able to hit you back. But you'll make me fall. I won't be able to hit you back. But Allah's lati got no sound. Allah's stick, there's no sound to it. When that punishment comes, you're not going to know why it happened and how it's happening. Now you can't understand why are the children running you up the pole. You can't understand all of a sudden everything is just going haywire for you. You're trying to put things in place and it's getting worse. This is, maybe we hurt someone. Maybe you did something wrong. Maybe you did someone down in business. You thought you had a garak for the day. You thought you took him for a ride. But you haven't taken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a ride. Allah is recording. Allah knows. You spoke to someone badly. Hurting someone's feeling is like throwing a stone in the ocean. Hurting a person is like throwing a stone in the ocean. It's not gonna hurt the ocean, but you'll never know the depth that stone is going to reach. You said one thing to a person, whether in ignorance, in whichever way you said it, but the depth of hurt that's going to be felt, you'll never know that. You'll never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we calculate our words, we be careful how we speak. So eventually, Ghamidiyya, this lady comes, she says, Ya Rasulallah, tahhirni, I want forgiveness. Nabi Sam says, what happened? Zanaitu, no. You sure? Nabi Sam turned around. Eventually she acknowledges four times, I zanaitu, yes, I committed adultery, I want the punishment. Wa ana hubla. The only thing is I'm pregnant. So Nabi Sam says, no problem. Go give birth and come back. As if to say, let's see whether she's ever gonna come back. She goes home, she gives birth, and she comes back with the baby in the hand. Nabi Salam says, no. Fadhhabi hatta tut'imihi. Go back home until this child is not weaned off. Now any person would have said, listen, hey, I did my job. I made tawbah and I told Nabi Sam I committed a sin. It's up to him what he wants to do. No, she comes back. She comes back with the child. And this time, وَبِيَدِهِ كِسْرَةُ خُبْزِ And she puts a piece of bread in the child's hand. Why? That Nabi Salam must see that my child is already weaned off. I don't want any excuses. Today I want the punishment. And she tells Nabi Salam, you have a look for yourself. The child is weaned. He can eat on his own. There's a piece of bread in his mouth. He can fend for himself. So Nabi Sam says, call a relative. Again, gives a respite. Let's see what she does. The relative comes. Okay, never mind. Pass on the child. And now we have to stone this lady. Sahaba radiallahu anhum get together. They dig the hole. till halfway of the body and they're stoning this girl and this lady who has committed zina. She's remorseful of that sin. That's why she's come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's this night that we turn to Allah. Oh my Allah, I wronged you definitely, oh my Allah. But we have to admit our sins. If we're still going to have some loophole and we're looking for a scapegoat and we got some ta'wil interpretation. No, I spoke to him like that because of this and that. But I'll never ask him for forgiveness. No, I'm ready to go Allah's court also. I got my case. If that's going to be the attitude, we're not going to make tawbah. And if the sins we are committing, we don't even know it's a sin, then is there any hope of tawbah and istighfar? So the Hamidiyya, eventually they're stoning her. Khalid radiallahu anhu, who Saifullah, the sword of Allah, he also stones and he throws one stone. When he throws the stone, then a drop of blood flies and hits his face around his temple area. So when that hit his face, then Khalid radiallahu anhu said some bad words. Like, you know, the blood of an adulteress has come onto my face. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Khalid, mahlan, Ya Khalid. Khalid, don't talk like that. Khalid, don't talk like that. Don't talk bad about this girl. Wallah, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi. O walladhi nafsi biyadihi. By the qasam of that being in whose control is my life. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this lady who's getting punished for her adultery, she لَقَدْ تَابَتْ تَوْبَةً لَوْ تَابَهَا صَاحِبُ مَكْسٍ لَغُفِرَ لَهُ. She has made such a tawbah, such tawbah, that even if the person who committed the most major sin in the dunya today requires tawbah, it's her tawbah for forgiveness. Such a sincere tawbah she has made. Be careful, O Khalid, don't talk bad about her. And in some narrations, don't talk bad about this person. This person is in the rivers of Jannah. This person is already in Jannah. Tawbah was accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted it. Forgiveness in this dunya and in qabr also. So the lesson for every one of us, that no sin is too big to be forgiven. There's nothing that is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive any sin of any one of us. And no matter how many sins, as we always heard the incident of the person who had killed 99 people and then he got the wrong fatwa and he got his 3 digits and he killed 100 people. He also made tawbah. He never even go into Jahannam, direct into Jannah. Direct into Jannah. Yet he killed 100 people. Who in the gathering can say, I killed more than 100. We may have more than 100 sins. This is 100 qatal, 100 murder. 100, yet tawbah was accepted. So there is none of us that can say that, listen, I'm beyond that, man. You know, where Allah can forgive me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive any sin of any person. Malik bin Dinar, it was on the night of 15th of Sha'ban, he was an addict. He was an alcoholic and he loved his drinking. His daughter passed away, he was drinking and his life was only about alcohol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us. Recently when Alim went for a visit to one house, there was a janazah, someone passed away and the person was going through some halat also. So he could see that this person is slurring, his speech is not right. He's seen some weird things. He's really like, doesn't know what he's seen. And eventually, after some few minutes of talking, dribbling around, he said, hey, Mona, maaf man, I just had my shot now. See, bhai, came for gush to your house. What do you mean you had a shot? He says, hey, listen, yeah, nothing is letting me forget my problems besides the shot. I had to take it. And for me, Mawlana, it's permissible. How is he going to make tawbah and istighfar if he thinks it's permissible for him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us. Always remember, if we going to disobey Allah, by example having alcohol, which at one stage when we were discussing, we said, no man, it's not amongst the Muslims. And one youngster says, Mawlana, you don't know what's happening amongst the youngsters. You worried about drugs. Alcohol is like drink. Drink means like a soft drink. We have it like that. It's nothing. Allah protects and grant us the tawfiq that we have a grip on our children to see who's their company. Screen their friends. Know where they're going. What has happened? Subhanallah, to be such an active parent, like one person we know about, at any time, he'll say, jump in the car. Take his son to the hospital, do the test. Whatever test he requires, drug test, alcohol, any test, do the test now. And you dare tell me anything that you're not going to go for the test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be careful and cautious. But Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, was a drunk. He goes off to sleep, 15th night of Shaban. In his sleep, then he suddenly wakes up, he's out of his grave, and there's a snake that is in pursuit of him. And he runs for his life. It's a big, huge serpent. He hasn't seen the size of it in his life. He's running for cover. As he runs, he sees one old man in the distance. He says, old man, please help me. He says, Inni da'if, I'm an old man. How I'm going to help you? So he runs. He can see the snake is coming and it's only for him. He runs. And he's about to jump into a pit of fire. And the people are saying, hey, that's not for you. Lasta min ahliha. You're not deserving of the fire. So he hears the voice, he turns around, and he runs in another direction. Then he sees some people, and he notices his daughter coming. And his daughter is saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Has the time not come for the believers to submit to Allah? How long more are you going to disobey Allah, my father? How long more? Malik bin Dinar turns to his daughter. Ya Binti, you speak Arabic? You know Quran off by heart? He says, yes, we know everything. This is Akhirat now. And eventually she heads and advances towards the snake, gives one strike on the snake, and the snake is dead. So Malik bin Dinar is shocked. He says, oh my Betty, what is all of this majara? What's happening? So she says, that's your protection now. I'm here in Akhirat waiting for you. I'm waiting for you, but you're on the wrong road. Just change your lane. Become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm waiting to take you to Jannah. What are you doing? So he asks his daughter, what's that snake? That snake, amaluka salih. That's your evil deeds. That's your guna. And that old man, he didn't help me. Who is that? Amaluka salih. That old man is your occasional good deeds that you did from time to time. Sometimes you went for some good deeds. That's amaluka salih. Sometimes you decided to come for fajr. Sometimes you paid your zakat. Sometimes you did some good. Amaluka salih. Adhaftahu. You made him weak. He can't help you. If you made him strong, he would have helped you. But I'm waiting for you. Eventually he comes. That's the turnaround for the life of Malik bin Dinar, who became the sage of the age after that. On this night of Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban. But the lesson, that there is no sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot forgive. Whether my whole life was in drugs, whether I'm an alcoholic and habitual, or whatever be the nature of my sin, whatever sin it is, any sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive, number one. And number two, don't ever think, but listen, this is a small sin. This is not so major. Other people are doing worse things. At present, we all have read, we all are aware. It only took one ship to block the Suez Canal. One ship to block the traffic. That the goods need to pass a small distance of approximately 20 miles. They cannot cross that because of the Suez Canal. Although the Suez Canal itself is smaller, but the total distance to get to Europe. The next journey around the Horn of Africa is going to take another 14 days. Inflation rate of goods to 12 to 18%. Maybe a little bit give and take around there. So what do they do? Wait, start the journey. But it's only one ship. So what are we going to say? Hey, one ship, Maulana, nothing major. One sin. But that one ship is costing the Suez Canal Authority loss of $16 million per day. The revenue for last year was $5.6 billion, not rands, $1 billion for the year. That's how much money they make per day. Yes, one. Comes the month of Ramadan, we're gonna cry to Allah. We're gonna make dua. We want barakat. We want nur. We want mercies. But that one sin is blocking. That one sin. And that barakat can't come. That rahmat is there. It wants to come because you read so much of Quran. You just discharge your zakat. So much you gave. I mean, you were feeding. You paid for the Halim distribution and you gave so many poor people. You sent someone for Hajj and how many good deeds, but you're not feeling the benefit of it. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatul Ali was in the car, in the taxi. And as they come to one spot, the car switches off. Just doesn't move. Taxi driver comes out, takes out one pipe, blows into it, puts it back, sits into his car, starts it, car is moving. Hazrat Ji asks him, "Bhai, kya hua? What happened? One blew and now the car is moving again?" He says, "No, Hazrat, one small piece of dirt got stuck in that pipe. You know, the petrol wasn't going, the flow of petrol wasn't good enough. Jerk and we switched off. So it's interrupted the flow of petrol." So he said, "How small was it?" He said, "No, very small." Hazrat, "Very small." He said, "Subhanallah. How much of petrol we want to send to Allah? Ya Allah, prepare all of this for my akhirat, my good deeds. But there's one small sin, something we just not realizing it. We're not cleaning that pipe. Then now we're waiting to see all the good deeds in akhirat. How are we going to see it?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we make tawbah and istighfar from all sins, and especially as we are highlighting that point of cleaning the heart, making tazkiyah. But now to move that boat, now they got tugboats. You see, bring all these powerful engines so we can pull it back onto track. Today is the night we want to make tawbah, we want to make istighfar. Unfortunately, they're dredging, they're taking out all the sin from our life, but we're still in that wrong angle. We need the power of those tugboats and those mashayikh. We need them. And recently they said today was the day, today, tomorrow, whenever it is. They're waiting for the right tide. Bring all the tugboats in the right tide. It'll give us some ability to move that boat. Month of Ramadan is coming. What better tide to wait for? Best tide it is. Torrential downpour of mercies, maghfirat, rahmah, afiyat, siha, Quran, nur is about to come in the month of Ramadan. Let's ask those tugboats to bring us onto track. Let's ask those mashayikh to help us. Sit in their company, make mashwara, everything, detailed mashwara we make. I promise you, you will see khair, afiyat, goodness in your life. There'll be no blockages. You'll do a small deed. You'll give someone 5 rand at the stop street and you'll see the barakat of it. Forget about the millions. You'll do small things. And you will see the goodness of it because now there's no blockage. Now you've got the right people keeping you on track. So, Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, these were the mashayikh, our aslaf we speak about. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, one person came to him. He says, "Someone just spoke bad about you, they were backbiting." So he says, "No problem. There's nothing for me. Alhamdulillah, if he's backbiting and talking bad about me," this was the cleanliness of heart. Such was the cleanliness of his heart. He says, "Marhaban bil hasana, marhaban bil hasana." Welcome, good deeds. Welcome, good deeds. Lam at'ab fiha. I never got tired for it. I never got tired. Walam yadukhul fiha riya'un wala ujbun. There's no even insincerity. There's no boasting. Those hasanat are coming to me. I never had to make any effort. Wahab bin Munabbi, one person came to him. Says, "Oh Wahab, Hazrat, someone is talking bad about you. They said certain things. Wahab bin Munabbih say, ma wajad shaytanu rasulan ghayrak? Did shaytan never find any other messenger besides you? Why are you coming to tell me that bad news? I don't need to keep my heart dirty. I want to keep my heart clean. Why did you have to come and tell me this, Safiya? There was no need for it. Talha bin Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, his wife mentioned to him, he was a very rich tabi'i. So his wife had mentioned to him, مَا رَأَيْتُ قَوْمًا أَشَدَّ لُؤْمًا مِنْ إِخْوَانِكَ. I haven't seen worse friends than yours. So he said, مَا وَبِمَا ذَاكَ وَلِمَا ذَاكَ. What's the reason that you see I've got the worst friends in the world? So the wife says, إِذَا أَيْسَرْتَ لَزِمُوكَ وَإِذَا أَعْسَرْتَ تَرَكُوكَ. When you're rich, then your friends. When you're poor, they don't want to see you. So his response is, Wallahi hadha min karami akhlaqihim. Oh my wife, Wallahi that's because of their good character. Ya'tunana fi hali qudratina. They come to us when they know we can help us, and they don't come trouble us when we know we cannot assist them. Don't say when I got money, I got friends. No, they come to us because they know we can assist them. Now that's the good train of thought, because the heart is clean. Why must I think bad of people in society? Clean heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us that clean heart and the ability to clean our hearts, inshallah. Make tawbah and istighfar. It's a time that we make tawbah and istighfar not only for ourselves, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tomorrow, inshallah, if a person is able to fast, alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur, there'll be reward. It's a springboard. It's a practice in the coming of the month of Ramadan, but not excessive fasting in the second half of Sha'ban. If a person is not habitual to fasting, don't overdo it in the second half, because those energies are required for Ramadan. And then what else can we do in this night is the important thing of the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. To make that dua. And the ibadat of the night is not phoning everyone. Make me maaf, make me maaf. If I've got no problem with my friend, why must I phone him and say, hey, make me maaf also? Huh? But we are on talking terms, there's no issue. That's not a mustaqil ibadat of the night. Yes, if you are, there is bad blood, then you phone the person, please make me maaf. It was my fault. Please forgive me for this. And I also, you know, please, we want to keep things clean for the future. Forgive me. Yeah, no problem. But the importance of this night is in tawbah and istighfar. As much time as possible, we should try and spend in tawbah and istighfar. As much time as possible, inshallah. How much time must we spend? Read 2 rakats at least. 2 rakats, salatu tawbah. If not 2, 4. If you can read 4, no problem. Read 6, if whatever. Try and read as much as possible. Getting tired with the dua, then we will read some Quran, sit with the tasbih, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. If there's a better tasbih, we call it Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Most beloved to Allah. When a banda says, فاغفر لي, يا الله forgive me. فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. There's no one to forgive besides you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very happy. Oh my angels, you all heard what he said? No one to forgive besides me. Subhanallah. Allah gets very happy with a banda. That's all he has to say. Ya Allah, you forgive me. There's no one else besides you to forgive me. Please forgive me. And we be humble in our dua. We cry and we, you know, with urgency, with eagerness, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is, there was an accident. So the husband was in hospital. It happened last year. Husband was in hospital. There was an operation that was required. The operation was delayed by about 3 days because his heartbeat wasn't right, lung was punctured, and there were some other complications in the brain, whatever else have you. So they waited for 3 days before they could operate on him.
And then when one family member went to visit, then they saw that the wife was hardly sleeping. Hardly sleeping. Meaning the nights were just, whatever she could just put her head down and wake up again and cry and cry. Reading whatever is possible. Reading the 40 duruds. Reading Ya Badi Al Ajaibi Bil Khair Ya Badi'u. Reading Tawbah, Istighfar, Sadaqah, whatever. Tilawat of Quran, family groups. Reading and reading. Then comes the day of the operation. Doctor says, it's a possibility of an 8-hour operation. She says, no problem. The moment I'll be there by his bedside, the moment he is ushered into the theater, that's when I go onto my musalla. And she went onto the musalla. For 8 hours she sat on the musalla. She told a relative, when the news comes that he's out, come tell me. After 8.5 hours she looked, she's crying, she's in dua, tasbihat, crying, just making dua, it's a success. After 8.5 hours, she says, she's telling the person, I don't think so, it's good. I don't think so, it's good. 8.5 hours. She also walks out, no sign of the doctor coming out, no one at all. She goes back on the musalla. Another 1 hour, she comes back, not good sign. She's crying even more. Why? Because she's worried, is that husband of mine's gonna come out of theater alive or not? Already they told me 8 hours, it's going to be a long one. They've gone into close to 10 hours. Or any, now imagine that heart of that lady, you know when she made dua, or any one of us, if they say, listen, there's a growth on your father, we just send it to the lab waiting for results. Oh my Allah. You know when you're waiting for those results, it's like qiyamah. You're just waiting. Positive is going to be cancerous, not cancerous. Cancerous, you're making dua. Mawlana, what will help? What can we do? What can we read? You know, the people are so parishan when they're waiting for results. That's how we should be tonight. Because none of us got guarantee what that result is going to be tomorrow morning. Is it going to be written, غُفِرَ لِمُحَمَّدِ? Or is it going to be written, لَيْ يُغْفَرْ أَبَدَى? Is it going to be written, he is forgiven? Or will it be written, he is never forgiven? He's got rights outstanding. He's got some dues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq and that ability, that with eagerness, with a heavy heart, we cry to Allah, we plead, we beg for our forgiveness for the sins we know and for the sins we don't know. Ya Allah, forgive me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika shay'a wa ana a'lamu bihi wa ma la a'lamu bihi. Whether I know the sin or I don't know. Oh my Allah, forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for all my sins. So inshallah, let us try and spend tonight in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in preparation for the month of Ramadan. It's a time that we make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know what the ummah is going through, the difficult times, the trying times of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us eagerly make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Earnestly cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry for the entire ummah, because this is one of the signs of the very close companions, or the rather very close people around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that are going to be very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a day of qiyamah are those that had fikr for his ummah. Those that cried for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir li ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir lana wa lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. So let us make dua for ourselves, for our families, tawbah and istighfar for us, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes in negligence or an oversighting from our part, we ask everyone for tawbah and istighfar. We forget to nudge the wife and say, you also, make me a maaf also. Sometimes we feel, no, she's deserving of that. I have to treat her like that. If I don't, she'll walk on top of me. I know that they all like that. Astaghfirullah. Then we're going to treat them, we're going to have a temper, we're going to be bad to them, and we feel we're rightful in what we do. You're not going to ask tawbah away in our own homes, yet we're phoning everyone out of South Africa and beyond also. We'll be asking for tawbah and istighfar. Yet, that blockage is here in the house. In the house. that you got a temper with me, you don't look after me, whatever the case may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive every one of us and grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء. ربنا ظلمنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا, أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العيون وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر وما أسرت وما أعلنت. اللهم إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. والله most loving, most caring, most forgiving Allah, يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله, you are the most merciful from all those that show mercy. يا الله, you are the most forgiving, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, the most loving, the most caring, the most compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, tonight is the night, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, O my Allah. It's the night of forgiveness, O my Allah. That you are looking at your servants. Ya Allah, and you are forgiving your servants. Ya Allah, tonight we pick up our begging bowls. Ya Allah, in the masjid, O my Allah. We are in your house, O my Allah. In the place of barakat, in the place of nur, in the place of mercies, O my Allah. Begging of you, O my Allah, your forgiveness, O my Allah, your maghfirat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our minor sins and our major sins. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed in privacy and in public. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the eyes, forgive the sins of the ears, forgive the sins of the mind and the heart, of the hand and the legs. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most compassionate, O my Allah. Ya Allah, most loving, O my Allah. Despite all our sins, O my Allah. If you wanted to, you could have made us blind and deaf, O my Allah. But you're still giving us an opportunity, Ya Allah. You're still giving us fursat, O my Allah. You're still giving us a chance to make tawbah and istighfar, to turn to you in tawbah and istighfar. Ya Allah, grant us sincerity of intention, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us genuineness in our intention, O my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, O my Allah, from shirk, from evil, O my Allah, from jealousy, from hatred, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, O my Allah, is the night of forgiveness. Ya Allah, there will be certain people that will not be forgiven. Ya Allah, let us not be amongst those wretched people, O my Allah. Those unfortunate souls that will not be forgiven. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our spouses, O my Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive our children, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive all the Muslims of this masjid, oh may Allah. Forgive our neighborhood, oh may Allah. Forgive our community. Forgive our country. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, most definitely it is our sins, our vice, our indifference to you, to your deen, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, that these halat and these conditions are coming upon us, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, for how long we have lived lives of disobedience, indifference to your commandments, to the sunnah of your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands. Ya Allah, grant us the hidayat, grant us the guidance, grant us the understanding. Ya Allah, clear our minds, oh may Allah. Clear our minds, oh may Allah. Let us understand and take our sin as sin, oh may Allah. Let us understand vice to be vice. Ya Allah, forgive all our guna, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our children, oh may Allah. Hold them by the hands and keep them on sirat-e mustaqim, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, this was the night, oh may Allah. Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, when our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in such a lengthy sajda, oh may Allah, that Aisha radiallahu anha had mentioned to him that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had thought that you had passed away due to the lengthy sajda that you made. Ya Allah, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so long in sajda, yet he was masoom. Ya Allah, grant us that strength to make such long sajda, oh may Allah. Grant us the love for ibadat, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh may Allah. We pick up our hands for a few moments and we get tired, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, we've got blockages in our hearts, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, we've got blockages of so many sins and vice, oh may Allah. Cleanse, oh may Allah, all those sins, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, through your mercies, through your maghfirat, ya Allah, forgive all of those sins, oh may Allah. Clean our hearts, oh may Allah, from hatred, enmity, jealousy, over-indulgence in this world, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to control our tongues, to control our gazes, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with all of those du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, the du'as he made on this night of 15th of Sha'ban, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the share of all of those du'as, oh may Allah. In the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in Arafat, in Muzdalifa, in the Hajjatul Wada, we'll make in Tawaf, oh may Allah, at Khatam of Quran, at receiving revelation. Ya Allah, every single du'a of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us the share of it. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in the 23 years of Nubuwat, oh may Allah, grant us a share in those du'as. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, oh may Allah. Bless us with your mercies, with your rahmah, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of the virus, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of the virus, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of the virus, oh may Allah. Those that are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa. Ya Allah, if that is destined for them, let it come with afiyat, oh may Allah, with ease, with yusr, oh may Allah, without any difficulty, trial and tribulation, oh may Allah. Grant us good deaths, oh may Allah. Grant each one of us good deaths, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, when Malakul Maut, ya Allah, is coming to us, grant us the tawfiq and the ability to make amends, oh may Allah, to forgive everyone around us and to seek forgiveness. Ya Allah, to have a clean slate, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, to have clean slates, oh may Allah. That there is no sin written to our record, oh may Allah. And grant us good and viable deaths, oh may Allah. Grant us the best of deaths, oh may Allah. Grant us a death in Medina Tayyiba, in front of the Rooza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, if that is not destined, wherever it may be, ya Allah, grant us a good death, oh may Allah, either in reciting Quran Sharif, performing Salah in the Masjid, oh may Allah, in Kaaba Sharif, oh may Allah, wherever it may be, but let it be in a moment that you are happy with us, and we are happy with you, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq, the ability, Ya Allah, all those people that we have wronged them, grant us the tawfiq to ask them for forgiveness. Grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to have good character, to have the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, and that we be guarded in our words, in our thoughts, that we don't hurt any soul and any person around us. Oh, may Allah. Allah, grant us rahmah in our businesses, O my Allah. Grant us rahmah in our homes, O my Allah. Let there be peace, harmony, rahmah, sukoon, afiyat in our homes. Ya Allah, our parents that are old, Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Keep them with afiyat, O my Allah. Do not make them muhtaj on any medication. Ya Allah, protect them from the hospitals and machinery, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them complete shifa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do justice to our parents. Ya Allah, you bless them. Ya Allah, you bless them. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, expand for them in their graves. Ya Allah, fill the graves with nur, O my Allah, with barakat and afiyat, O my Allah, with ease, O my Allah. Make it easy for them. Protect them from the punishment of the grave, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those that are alive, those that are old, O my Allah, grant them good deaths, O my Allah, with afiyat, O my Allah. Keep them with afiyat and sihat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us muhtaj on any medication. Ya Allah, on any machinery, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, O my Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those Muslims that are mazloom, that have been oppressed in the different parts of the world. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, O my Allah. The Muslims in Kashmir, the Muslims in Sudan and Somalia. Ya Allah, the Muslims in the different parts of the world, Ya Allah. In Syria, O my Allah. In Palestine, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect, Ya Allah, the izzat, O my Allah, of the woman of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect the blood of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect Haramain Sharifain, O my Allah. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of the virus. Ya Allah, open up Haramain Sharifain. Take us for Umrah and Hajj again and again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know whether we will ever see Haramain Sharifain again. Ya Allah, you cleanse, Ya Allah, the earth of the virus. Ya Allah, and grant us tawfiq and acceptance. Ya Allah, grant us da'wat again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, invite us to your house. Ya Allah, we have been in the past. Ya Allah, but we did not do justice. Ya Allah, forgive us for our negligence of the past. Ya Allah, Ramadan came and Ramadan went in the previous years. Ya Allah, the last Ramadan was the lockdown. Ya Allah, we were unable to do what we used to do, or what we love to do, or what we anticipated to do. Ya Allah, let this Ramadan be a normal one, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse the earth of the virus, especially in South Africa, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect every one of us, O my Allah. Let us have a normal Ramadan. With afiyat, O my Allah. Bless us with the ta'alluq with the Qur'an Kareem, O my Allah. Protect us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fast with ease, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in good spirits, O my Allah. With good health, O my Allah. Ya Allah, with barakat, with rahmat, with afiyat, with ikhlas, lillahiyat, sincerity of intention, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever sacrifices Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through, Ya Allah, he went through all of those sacrifices for his ummah, O my Allah. We are part of that ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, when he made dua for her, then she started crying. Ya Allah, she started crying and sobbing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his beloved daughter, O Fatima, what makes you cry? She says, O my father, today you made for me such a dua. I never heard such blessed words come out from your lips before. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Fatima, this is the dua I make for my ummah 5 times a day. Ya Allah, we're part of that ummah, that he had a special spot in his heart for us. Ya Allah, he cried for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq and the ability to attach ourselves with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we be worried and concerned for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us good deaths, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, O my Allah. We don't know, O my Allah. Let it not be, O my Allah, when the angel of death comes, that we have some haram person sitting next to us.
Ya Allah, let it not be with the angel of death comes that we are drinking some alcohol or popping a pill and a drug into our mouth. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all haram. Oh my Allah. Let it not be that Malakul Maut takes our life in an accident that music was playing in the car. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, we have been so deceived. Oh my Allah. We feel we're too young. Ya Allah, sometimes we think there's a guarantee because of our health and our wealth and our time and our age. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know. Let it be in the moment that you are happy with us and we are happy with you. Ya Allah, we're turning our begging bowls to you. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all of our sins that we have committed in the past. Ya Allah, every one of us have come with mountains of sins. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with mountains of sins. Why, oh my Allah? For we know that there's no one to forgive us besides you. Ya Allah, if you do not forgive us tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, then who else in this world can forgive us? Ya Allah, we beg of you to please forgive us. Forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah. Let there not be a single sin to our record, oh my Allah. Grant us the tawfiq to walk the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim with hidayat, with afiyat, with ilahiyat and ikhlas, oh my Allah. Hold us by our hands and keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Protect us from the evil of shaitan. Protect us from the deception of shaitan. Ya Allah, protect us from the evil of our own nafs. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours and make us yours. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have you, oh my Allah, we have the treasures of the worlds. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours. Oh my Allah. Grant us mercies, afiyat. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Ya Allah, we are weak servants of yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah, and accept our broken du'as, O my Allah, on behalf of ourselves and our families, on behalf of the community, on behalf of our country, on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, Rabbana tawaffana muslimin walhiqna bis salihin. Rabbana tawaffana muslimin walhiqna bis salihin. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil